Gravity Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Well, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag cue portion. This being Wednesday night, rag cue portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag cue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and check our echo link stations. Now I'd like to say good evening. KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John, he's down there in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick, he's in Rome, Georgia. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy there in Hendersonville. And KR4EES, that's Camden over in Liberty. And KM4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine, and she's up there in Traveler's Rest. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher, North Carolina. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I've got an echo link station up, but he checked in on the pre-net, so we'll leave it at that. We've already got him. Can't put him in the log twice. So that'll take care of our echo link stations. So now we'll go over to the RF section in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West in Greenwood County, BNA of a native, 73 to you and all the net.
For DOS, Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, we're in Piedmont, P negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell, she's in West Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, name is Chad, location is a deer camp. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary, thank you for calling the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, would like to say good evening to WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over there in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. So Rick and Michelle, we said hello. Hope both of y'all, all three of y'all, are doing well. And then we got KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad over at the deer camp. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Hope you are doing well. Sounding good from the deer camp, Chad. I don't know if you moved your antenna or whatnot, but you're sounding good. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, KK4SMV, Dale in Ellenborough. Nothing to buy, nothing to sell, and no chew tonight, but I will be listening in. Appreciate you calling the net, Gary, and tell Joy we said hello.
For DOS. Green, thanks for running the net. This is W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-Ray, Brad in Simpsonville. And I'll stick around and listen to the RAG 2 and the swap net. Thank you, Gary.
I'll turn, Gary, AJ4N mobile. I'll be negative, because I'm going to be going to Walmart. So you take care. Stay safe, stay healthy. 73.
For DOS. Well, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative in there.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Then we got AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby on the mobile down there. Where he's at, he lives down there in Oral. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby, on your way to Walmart. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip. Get back home safely. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. I'm a little behind the ball here tonight. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Bernice says hi. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. Good evening, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. I hope both of y'all are doing well. And Tom, I was about to send out a search party for you. You're normally first in that group. But I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, and hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, no traffic, no table.
DOS. Gary, please check in KA3 WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard, and I'm mobile in Louisville. Good evening to all the in and out tonight. Thanks for calling that.
OS. Number one, please check in and out. KI4, ZLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
Back in the check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, this is Doug Mulholla. Negative, street all.
Hello, DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KA3WPP, Mr. Howard. He's mobile over there in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you are doing well. Hope to see you Saturday there, Howard, if all goes well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride. KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. And Randy, we're looking forward to trying to get up there to Ham Fest in just a few days. Won't be long now, but look forward to get up there to the Waynesville Ham Fest. Hope everything goes well with it. And last but not least, we got N4AHO, Master Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4, ACR, Terry, and more. Negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative and negative. And please tell Miss Joy we said hello.
DOS. And KR4BVG, Christian checking in from my hotel in Greenville.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Kristen, give me your call again. I got KR4 and I missed the rest of it. It was my fault, not yours. Give me the rest of your call, please, sir.
KR4, BVG, Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Victor Golf.
All righty, we got it, young man. Thank you for that. KR4, BVG, Mr. Christian up there, over there in Greenville. And then we got KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over here in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. That's Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
If you would please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir. To you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4ZLE, Master Anthony, down there in Townville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you are doing well. Got a couple of Echolink stations up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And I got one more Echolink station up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ-4WZN. Name is Daniel, location's Greenville. If you wouldn't mind, go ahead and check me in and out tonight, Gary. I haven't talked to you in a while, just want to say hi, and we'll catch you later on down the lawn. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, 73.
It's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KJ-4WZM, Mr. Daniel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you are doing well. Tell your pretty little bride and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing good. Going back to the alphabet, let's go up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Greeting everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
DOS. On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy at least I said hello.
KO4DIS. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, KO4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. And I will be in and out tonight. Thank you very much for hosting that, and best to all, and be safe.
It's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you are doing well. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And, Patrick, hope your recovery continues on a smooth path. I hadn't heard anything other than that so far. So far, so good there, young man. You keep up the good work. Then we got KR4EEE, Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Hey, Gary, it's KO4NUE. Put me down on the rag, too.
Now, I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Patient group on a Wednesday night, the India Through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and this is where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening. But just real quick, Gary, I just wondered how my audio was tonight. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, being with us tonight, Joe. I hope you are doing well. And Joe, the audio sounds like you're sitting in the room with me, buddy. I don't know what. Why, you finally got it worked out. It sounds really good, over.
I've been kind of playing around with some audio circuits, and I had them tuned up a little too hot there for a while, so I'm glad it sounds better.
Oh, man, yeah, it sounds like you're sitting here in the room with me. But I don't know which audio circuit you decided to go with, but it does doing a good job right now. Sounding good. Like I said, it sounds like you're right here in the room with me. But do appreciate you letting me know about that, and glad you asked me. I remember about what it sounded like last week, and it was just a little hot, but it was not objectionable by any means. But good to know everything's working out for you, Joe. Additional stations, India through Lima, put a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo India for Mike Sierra Alpha. Jim and Greer, I'll be negative negative. And good evening to you. Enjoy.
This boy out there, folks, is a voice from the past. KI4MSA, Mr. Jim over there in Greer. Jim, sounding good from Greer. Hope you got your station set back up and you get in here a little more often with us. But good hearing from you tonight. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet. Well, let's open it up to the big group now. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I guess we got them all on the first go-round. That's a little odd, but we'll take it. Now, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone for ICOM rigs. They made this microphone especially for ICOM rigs. It's a boom mic, comes complete with the boom, the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam windsock, the cable, and the microphone for $75. Does anyone need any feels? It's for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. Does other things as well, but it's a real nice unit. Hook it up to a monitor, and it puts your name up there and gives you the gray line and all kinds of good stuff. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual-band HT. It's new, still in the box, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any feels? The next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a top cover for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner. If you've got a 989 antenna tuner, it's got a top cover on it, and you want to part with it, he might be considering the whole thing, but he's looking for the top cover. Does anyone need any feels? Flip is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. He said brand new, this cost $1,400. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any feels? Up is for sale. Fella has three new matched 811A tubes. He said new, they cost $150. He said to make him an offer on them. Does anyone need any feels? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW manual antenna tuner. He said new, it costs $269. He said to make an offer on it. Does anyone need any feels? Here, see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
From Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben, mobile in downtown Greenville tonight. Just saying hello.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4ZEW. Mr. Ben out there on the mobile tonight around Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ben. I hope you're doing well. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want nothing to happen to you there, young man. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-570D. He says it's in good condition and they would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp power supply. Now this power supply runs on 220 volts, not 110. He says it's brand new and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a PALSTAR antenna tuner. He didn't give me the model number on it, but it must be one of the higher end ones. He would like $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. Comes with a top hat, 6 foot stinger, and a trunk mount. Truck mount, not trunk, but truck. So you mount it on your truck for $675. Does anyone need any fields? If he's looking for, I got a fellow looking for someone that can see automatic antenna automatic antenna tuner. He said that he pushes a button, don't nothing happen. So he's looking for someone to repair his MFJ-994C automatic antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? It's for sale. It's an Astron SS-18. That's a switching power supply. It looks and works as new. They said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? It's for sale. It's a 12 to 15 foot tall roof mount tower. I said it's aluminum, but it has some steel steps and stuff like that on it. It's got a rotator plate. They said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is for sale. It's an Amerishon AL811H. That's a high-powered HF amplifier. It has 572B tubes in it. He's got put new switches and LED lights in it. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? What he's looking for, a fellow is looking for a power pole distribution strip. Does anyone need any fuels? What we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Antron 99. That's a 10-meter antenna for $25. Antron 99 for $25. Does anyone need any fuels?
Hey, Gary, I got something I want to add before you close the swap net.
Okay, Terry, what do you got?
Well, I just want to let everybody know the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club is going to be sponsoring a ham fest on field day. The Saturday of the field day, I forget the dates. I think it may be the 26th, 27th, I'm not sure. But it'll be that Saturday of field day. Club's been collecting a bunch of equipment for about 3-4 years now. So we're going to try to raise a little bit of money for the club. We'll be at the VFW post in Mill Spring, North Carolina. That's just, I don't know, about 10 minutes past the South Carolina line, just going up through Landrum. You can get to Mill Spring that way. But we got some new radios and a whole bunch of test equipment and odds and ends. Got some pretty good stuff. So if anybody's interested, they're welcome to come.
Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club is going to have a ham fest kind of at the field day site at the VFW in Mill Springs. That's where it's going to be, and it's going to be on Saturday the 28th. If my calendar is correct, field day should be on the 28th and 29th. That's Saturday and Sunday when we have National Field Day. And they're going to have it on the 28th of June at the VFW at Mill Springs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. We'll have some food there too. We're gonna smoke some pork and this, that, and other. If anybody wants to come, if you got something you want to sell, you can bring it too. I don't think we're gonna charge anything for the tables. Just just come fellowship and see how things are. We're gonna have a wind link station there. We'll have one operator running code, and probably gonna have two HF stations up and running. So with that, just tell them come on out, and we'll sit around and eat some pork and do something. But we got quite a few HF rigs, got 2 meter 440 rigs. A couple power supplies, a whole bunch of test equipment that's in really good shape. I think we even got a station monitor. A bunch of oscilloscopes that are in, not the older stuff. It's pretty good stuff, So coax and odds and ends, that kind of thing. So we have a 3D printer there too, if somebody wants to print off some kind of part for a radio or something, we'll have it up and running too. So with that, just make sure, anybody wants to come, VFW post on Saturday, 28th. Hope to see you there. KO4NUE, back to you, Gary.
Well, that sounds like a fun deal, that field day and AM Fest all at one time. keep one or two people operate radios at one time. And normally you got an operator and then someone doing the logging or to help them do the logging. And so there's two people normally on each station while everybody else can walk around and look at what's for sale and that sort of stuff and have a little food and fun and fellowship. Sounds like a fun time coming up on Saturday the 28th. But hopefully we'll be able to get up there, Chad. I don't know if we can, but I'll do my best to travel.
If not, then I appreciate you putting it out there.
Hey, that's what we're here for. But again, folks, if you need any other feels on that, holler at Chad. Chad, hopefully there'll be a good turnout up to the VFW post in Mill Springs. And, that's not too far. It just won't take long to get up there. But sound like a fun day. And, Chad, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit here. Well, that's all of the SwapNet, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I didn't have anybody list anything new tonight, so we're in good shape there. But do appreciate it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start a little rag chew? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments tonight. 7-3, you and everyone on that.
Four DRS. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic. The rag chew. Glad there's Chad on there, and I didn't mean to step on Duncan a little earlier. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 UTBD.
That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
QoS. As your neighbor, KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing well. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall up in Nashville, and KF4GGF Charlie, Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
KF4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Nashville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's a door prize winner tonight. He made number 50 on the log. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's along with him comes his sweet little bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his brothers in 9TEC, Mr. Randall up there in Nashville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along, Larry. Hope they're doing well. And please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing good. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet before we start to write you. Call KI4DOS. Tonight is W4SBX, Mr. Brad, down there in Simpsonville. Brad, what have you been up to there, young man?
Gary, doing good. I really didn't have much to say, but I was testing some LiPro batteries. One of the smaller ones I had, and I plugged it up, and it worked great. So getting ready for field day, and I've got a bigger one that I need to fix one end of it, but I hopefully will be able to put up an HF rig while I'm up there.
I'm glad that it's all working out for you. Those HF rigs, are just super nice to have. I got two. I'm sitting looking on my bench. Got my main one, and I got a little backup in case something happens to it. But HF, I enjoy HF, but I enjoy the 520 a little bit, 440. I got monobanders for those. And of course, I got 2 meters and got a monobander for it. I don't like keeping all my eggs in one basket. I've got a couple of radios that do everything but 220, and that's, I got a, what is that? That's a ICOM 706 Mark IIG. That's a nice little rig. And then I've got another one over there, and it's in the floor right now. I had it on the bench, and I took it off and set this other one up and run it for a while. I like swapping them around, make sure that they keep working, over.
Oh, yeah, roger that. That's an endless process, isn't it, I guess. But, I don't know. I've been looking, thinking about getting an HF rig for the car. I'm really wanting to get one of those, I think it's called Zygo G90s, to put in the mobile, but I don't know if I can afford it right now, but if I find one used at a good price, I might pick one up.
That Zyu, now whether that's right or not, I don't know, but that's just the way I pronounce it. Yeah, those seem to be nice units. I've never owned one, so I don't know. I do have an HF rig. It's in my truck. I don't have one in the car. Wife doesn't want one in the car, so I put it in the truck. I've got the Kenwood 450 HX 200-watt rig in there with a screwdriver antenna, and it works really well. I really have a lot of fun talking on the mobile out there when I'm riding around. But I don't do it all the time because that stinger of the way I've got my antenna mounted is too tall and hits too many things. So I've got a quick disconnect on the top of the screwdriver antenna to take the stinger off. And that works real well, too. But, you know, when I get ready to use it, I got to get in the back of the truck and put the rest of my antenna together.
Yeah, I was introduced to the D90 when I was up in New Hampshire at a POTA event. The guy had one. I think he was only running 10 watts, but that is the internal tuner on that thing. I mean, you could tune a fence to, or a rake or something to it. And he was talking to Hawaii from New Hampshire, and he was talking all over the place. And I just think it's pretty cool little radio.
With that particular radio, but I have seen them, and they are nice. And they're pretty much QRP rigs. You know, they're low power. If you can work them with 5 watts or 10 watts, why use 100? Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I think radio, I think max is like 20 watts, but this guy was running his on a little, like a 6 or 8 amp LifePro battery, and he was talking all over the place, and it just amazed me to how easy. He had a buddy stick, I think, for an antenna, a vertical, and he did real good. I think it was about 6 hours of effort. He probably had a little over 100 contacts.
With a little more power, you could have probably got a few more contacts. But, with low-power rigs, I don't think about the number of contacts. I think about the distance that they travel. And it sounds to me like he was doing a good job from New Hampshire. And like I said, I think those are pretty nice radios. I don't know. I've never had one, or I know some people that do have them, but I've never operated one. But maybe that's one thing I need to look at in the future sometime.
Yeah, Roger that. Mr. Patrick, I forgot his call sign, KQ4HKX, I believe it is, but Patrick said he had one, so he liked it. Everybody I've ever heard that had one liked it. But, Gary, I just wanted to say thank you for running the net again, and I'll get on the side and let you do your business. But, KI4DOS, WF4SBX, be clear on your final.
Appreciate you staying in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again one of these days soon. If and when you get one of those IUs and you want to try it out, give me a holler and I'll come in here and turn the radio on and see. I mean, we're kind of close, but higher bands, or lower, however you want to, whichever way you want to go with that. we'll go down to I don't know if we get together on 160 or not. I would probably get together on 80. I'm sure we'd get together on 40. Might even do it on 20. Who knows? But if you get one of those, let me know, and I'll come in here and turn the radio on and see if we can communicate over that short distance. But you take care. You enjoyed it, and I look forward to doing it again soon, and we'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KI4DOS, I'm going to sneak in here last minute. Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. Jim, Mobile and Greer, be negative and negative.
Yeah, 4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA2TXJ. Mr. Jim, out there mobiling around Greer tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You please be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip and get home safely. And we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. First up is KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, over there at the deer camp. Chad, you've already told me a little bit about what y'all been doing, you know, the upcoming Field A and Ham Fest combined exercises. What have you been doing over there to relax?
KO4NUE, well, I guess first thing, what are you doing Friday morning? You clear Friday morning for breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Friday morning, we'll say 10 o'clock.
Say whatever time you want. I'll be there at 6 if you won't be there.
No, we'll make it 10 o'clock. You need to park that Chevrolet at the top of the hill and let me come get you, because this new dog I got, his name's Tango. He's a Belgian Malinois, and he don't tolerate Chevrolets. He will bite you if you bring that Chevrolet down to the camp. So I'll come up the top of the hill and get you.
Well, my Chevrolet ain't afraid of no Malinois, and I got two German Shepherds out there in the back. I can bring either one or both of them, and we'll just have breakfast and watch dog fights.
I'm just aggravating you. You get the truck down there. I got the road straightened out, so you'll be able to get the truck down there. But I've had Bobcat and Traco up here now for, I don't know, I guess about 3 weeks. I bring them up here about once a year and keep the ditches cleaned out and try to route water and whatnot. I cut a new road today. I'll get you on the UTV and come up for breakfast, and we'll ride down by the river and take a look at that. Got a couple of things I need to show you. But Chris and I have been trying to do some coyote hunting last couple of weeks, and had a couple of good adventures, I guess. But we stay out kind of late and kind of enjoy the cool of the evening. We both got some thermal optics we're using. And it's kind of neat to see all the wildlife moving at night, you know. Saw a bunch of rabbits, and I sat up there and watched a fox the other night hunt a rat for about 15 minutes. He finally caught it, but it took him a while. But you'd be surprised the amount of stuff that's moving at night. You'd think it'd be a lot more, but there's enough moving where you can get a pretty good show if you got the right kind of stuff to look at it.
Sounds really interesting. I'd love to see some of that one of these days when we can get together and do it. It's amazing, like you said, how much activity there is at night. I know I've been out in the woods, and well, out on the lake, and out in the woods as well. Yeah, there's a lot more going on than you think for. And you know, everybody don't go home and go to bed. Some people are just getting up. there's a lot of nocturnal animals out there that do their stuff at night, you know, whether they feed or hunting or whatnot. But there's a lot of it during the day as well. But goodness gracious, you know, it's a little cooler at night. Maybe that's the reason they do it, reckon?
So we was down on the river last week, well, week and a half ago, I guess, down there at the barbecue shelter hunting. It's, I don't know, it was around midnight, I guess, maybe a little sooner. And with the thermals, you know, you got a little small, your field of view is not too big. You got to know what you're looking at to, you know, you just see a little small picture of what you're pointing at. Well, there's a whole lot more going on around you. And, you know, you're down on that river, and it's cool and dark and spooky. And I was down there the other night hunting, and something got in the river. I don't know what it was. It's pretty big, splashing around in the river about midnight. And a whole bunch of trees behind you, can't really see a whole lot, you know. I was able to get bits and pieces of it on the thermal scope. Couldn't tell what it was, though, but it was scary enough. With Chris sitting there hunting at the table, I got under the table. I left him out with the rifle. I got underneath the table. He stayed there the whole time, but it was scary. I ain't going to lie to you. You get down there in the dark and fog bank moves in or whatnot, it's quite an ordeal. You got to kind of want to do it, but it is exciting. I'll say that.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun to me. The only non-fun part I would think about was, you would think as big and heavy as a bear is, they would make a lot of noise. But a bear walking through the woods don't make a whole lot of noise. And they can slide up on you before you can shake a stick at them. Of course, there's other animals out there the same way. You know, there's a lot of cats that way. But you wouldn't think a 800-pound bear would walk through the woods quiet, would you?
They can move around. I had one walk up on me a couple years ago. Well, matter of fact, my truck, the one I'm driving now, I ordered it. I didn't buy it off the lot. I went to the Dodge place and special ordered the truck. It took, I don't know, it took about 16 weeks to get the truck here. And I hadn't had it 3 days and brought it down here at deer camp. I swung by Mama's to visit her on the way, and she made me some homemade peanut bars. Got raisins, you know, big old pile of them. And I left them in the back seat of the truck. Left the windows down, and something woke me up about 2:00 in the morning. And a bear got in my truck, brand new truck. I hadn't had it 3 days. Got in the truck. Tore a piece off the steering wheel, tore the door valance off of the driver's side door when he got in the truck, used the bathroom in the back seat of the truck, got my granola bars, poked some holes in the leather seats. I mean, he really tore it up, but he just messed it up. And you gotta be watchful, because they're a little sneaky and they get into mischief and everything else. I got a video of one on the game camera. I got a feeder down there, or kept a feeder down there. Let me let my radio drop, Gary. Down there, I put the game cameras on because I like to watch wildlife. I don't really hunt, but I got a video of him with a 15-gallon corn feeder full of corn, and he figured out how to pick it up and flipped it around like a volleyball, just end over end over end in the air, spreading that corn out so he could get to the corn. I got two Jakes that's hanging around the cabin. They there about every morning, clucking and raising cane. Beavers are back. Muskrats are back. I got bobcat tracks. I hadn't heard him yet, but I saw some bobcat tracks this morning. Got a couple pictures of about a 6-foot king snake. And I guess that's about it. You know, he's a big whooping crane. Stays down on the river. He flies in every morning and dances up and down the river trying to find something to eat, I guess. But hadn't heard my owls yet. I normally keep three owls down here. But I hadn't heard them yet. Heard the whippoorwill, heard him the other night. So everything's kind of normal, I guess. Just have not physically seen the bear yet, but I know he's around. I've seen a couple tracks, so I'm just kind of keeping my eye out for him.